Welcome to another inspirational message by Pastor David Hall. If you'd like to find out more about David or to keep up to date with his ministry, you can visit davidhall.com.au. We hope you enjoy the message.
I really do feel like, even before we pray, I just feel like, I want you to close your eyes for 1 minute. I really feel my spirit. There's just some people here. You're in service tonight, and this is kind of something I'd say on a Sunday in my church, not really traveling, but I just feel like there's some people in here, and you've come in here, and you have a broken heart. You're hurting real bad. And if that's you, I just want where you are, lift your hands to God, because His hand's going to just touch you right now. There's people here right now. Father, let your spirit come on them. God, I just pray, let your grace come on them. Lord, the peace of God that passes understanding. Father, in this house, let your anointing, let your power, let your spirit, let your grace, let your touch. Father God, for those people tonight that are coming here, Lord, you're their burden bearer. And Father, you said, come unto me, all you who are weary and heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. And Lord, I just pray for rest and refreshing to touch every person in this house tonight. Lord, we look to you, and God, we love you. We're expecting great things in the house in the name of Jesus. And everybody said together, amen. Everyone said together. Everyone said together. Come on, give the Lord one more shout of praise here if you can. Genesis chapter 28. The book of Genesis chapter 28. And I want to have a look at verse number 10. And it says this, now Jacob went out from Beersheba and went towards Haran. So he came to a certain place and stayed there all night because the sun had set. And he took one of the stones of that place and put it at his head, and he laid down in that place to sleep. And he dreamed, and behold, a ladder. Somebody say a ladder. A ladder was set up on the earth, and its top reached to heaven, and there were angels of God. They were ascending and descending on it. Verse 15 says, God says to him, verse 13, and behold, the Lord stood above it and said, I am the Lord God of Abraham your father, and the God of Isaac. The land on which you lie, I'll give you and your descendants. Also your descendants shall be as the dust of the earth. You shall spread abroad the west and the east and to the north and the south. And in you and in your seed, all the families of the earth will be blessed. Behold, I am with you, and I'll keep you wherever you go, and will bring you back to this land, for I will not leave you until I have done what I have spoken to you. Then Jacob awoke from his sleep and said, surely the Lord is in this place and I did not know it. This man, Jacob. I mean, Jacob was a shifty guy. I mean, he knew how to get what he needed and what he wanted, and he didn't ever get everything right all the time. But one thing he got right was, in the middle of a wilderness experience, he knew the right place to lay his head and get rest, and that was to lay his head on the rock. And I want to, even before we go any further with this message, if you want to have a God encounter where his ladder, where his blessing, where his provision, where his favor comes, you've got to learn what it is to rest on the rock that is Jesus Christ. The Bible said there was a wise man who built his house upon a rock, and a foolish man who built his house on shifting sand. And I'm not the most complicated preacher in the world, but I can tell you, if the bedrock or the cornerstone of your life is, man, I'm getting excited right now, is Jesus, man, I'm telling you, there is nothing that you can't do for the kingdom of God, because when your head, in your spirit, when your life is anchored in Jesus, surely you can understand that greater is he that's in you, come on somebody, than he that's in the world. If you believe it, give God a praise in the house. So he lays his head on this rock and he has this vision. He'd never experienced the power of God. He had never experienced the presence of God. And as he's resting on this rock that is Jesus, the Bible says he sees, he has a dream, and God begins to show him in this dream a ladder. And it was a ladder that was not just a pathway to heaven, but it was also a stairway, a pathway from heaven to earth, showing us the relationship that we're going to have with God is not a one-way street where it's all, we've got to sing to him, we've got to worship him, we've got to magnify him. He's a God that puts value in you. He puts blessing in you. He puts anointing in you. Are you with me right now? He says, he pours out his spirit upon you. He pours out his grace upon you. He pours out his touch upon you. And you might be here in this place right now, and I've got news for you. God is not a one-way street. He's not a one-way relationship. If you take a step, the Bible says he takes a step. The Bible says if you draw near to God, he will draw near to you. And I'm telling you, if you're not feeling like God's drawing near to you, let me tell you, one thing will fix it. Draw near to him. Press into him. Why? Because he's not a man that he should lie. He says, draw near to me. I'll draw near to you. Man, I'm preaching myself happy in this place right now. And so there's Jacob minding his own business. He sees a God. You know, it's not a ladder of escape necessarily either. It's not a ladder that's going to just, you can just climb out of trouble. Maybe sometimes you can. But that's also a ladder that says maybe when you're in trouble, he's going to come and get in that trouble with you and guide you and give you strength. There was Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, his shack, my shack, and a bungalow. And they refused to bow down. They refused to submit and bow down to a graven image, to an idol. The Bible says that they were thrown into the fire and it was 7 times hotter. And as they were in that place, the Bible says that King Nebuchadnezzar looked into that furnace that was 7 times hotter than it should have been. And they looked in there and the very ropes that held them together came off them because of the heat of that place, yet nothing touched them. The only thing that got damaged was the thing that was holding them prisoner, because the Bible says the Son of God came into that place. What happened in that furnace is that God dropped his ladder into that place. And I want to tell you, God didn't just drop his ladder at Bethel where Jacob was. He's been dropping his ladder from Genesis to Revelation, man. In the book of Exodus, you see Moses standing at the shore of the Red Sea, and he's got 3 million Israelites behind him trying to escape Egyptian bondage. And the Bible says that he stood in front of that Red Sea, and the Bible says that it was pretty clear he couldn't go left, he couldn't go right, he sure as heck couldn't go back. He had one way forward, but it seemed impossible. And the Bible says he lifted up, all he had was a stick. We have a Bible, man. We have the Holy Ghost, man. We have a relationship with the living God. He had a stick, but he knew that that stick was his connection to God, and he lifted up his rod, and the Bible says the wind hit the water. Well, the Bible says the wind hit the waters, and when the wind hit the waters, the Bible says the sea parted, and 3 million Israelites walked to the other side of that body of water, and not just in murky ground, but God even made it dry ground, because it's a God of grace and favor. Come on, give God a shout if you believe that in the house. What happened? What happened? God dropped his ladder. Man, that'll get you happy right now, because you might be in a storm. God's going to drop his ladder. You might be facing impossibility. God's going to drop his ladder. You might be sick in your body in the house, and God's going to drop his ladder in the name of Jesus. We see a man by the name of Joseph in the book of Genesis. The Bible says, it tells us a story that he had had problem after problem after problem, and it wasn't really his fault. One day, Potiphar's wife gets a little bit, let's just say she needed Jesus. Potiphar's wife's eyes were wandering, her eyes left the Creator and got on the creation, and she looked at Joseph and she said, "Hey, I see you, baby." And Joseph's like, "I'm out of here," and he runs away and gets falsely accused, put in prison. He's stuck in prison. And then one day, the Pharaoh, he has a dream that torments his spirit. Couldn't work it out. It was frustrating him. One word from God. One word from God out of the mouth of Joseph took him from the prison to the palace, from the prison to prime minister of the nation. One word from God. What happened in that cell? God dropped his ladder. God likes to come and drop ladders into prisons in your life. Paul and Silas are sitting in jail. Acts chapter 16. The Bible says it was at midnight. They were praising God. And suddenly God dropped his ladder. An earthquake happened. Boom, they're gone. God is in the business of dropping his ladder into the world of your impossibility. If you believe that in the house, why don't you say amen? There was a man by the name of Lazarus. Lazarus was dead. It's never good when you're dead. He's in a tomb. He'd been dead 3 days. And then Jesus comes to town and he shouts out with a loud voice. He says, Lazarus, come forth. Bible says as he did, Lazarus comes out. I don't know if he hopped out or crawled out. I don't know how he got out. But there was something in the words of Jesus that hit that dead, lifeless body of Lazarus and raised him from the dead. I'm telling you right now, one word from God can change your life. And the Bible tells us in that story, man, come on somebody. The Bible tells us right there that in the middle of a garden tomb where Lazarus was dead, that God, I know I'm yelling, but I'm pumped about this, man. I could try and do it like conservative. You know, Lazarus was dead and Jesus came, dropped his ladder, fair enough. Man, I don't know how you can't shout sometimes. I mean, when you read that Bible and see the miracles of God and see his hand and see his provision and his blessing. I don't know about you. When I look at that, I go, God, wow, unbelievable. Sometimes I get so pumped, I get confused and say it backwards. Wow. One time I said it upside down. I said, Mom! Does anyone love Jesus in the house? Somebody say it's not by might, not by power, but by the Spirit of God. Man, God wants to drop his ladder into this room right now in the name of Jesus. He's a ladder-dropping God. Man, I feel this is pumping me up, man. I'm just getting stirred up. I need God to drop. I've got some circumstances in my life that I could really do with God's ladder coming into my world. You've got circumstances you could really do with God. Just, here's a ladder. What do I do with that? I don't know, but here's one. Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year to you. Have it. 5,000 people were sitting outside of the city of Bethsaida. Bible says that they had obviously forgotten their lunch. One of them, Jesus is sharing oracles. Blessed are the poor in spirit, they'll inherit the earth. And someone's like, Jesus, kind of got the munchies. So Jesus turns to one of his disciples. He says, do we have enough cash on us to pay for their food? Let me tell you firstly, Jesus was never poor. If you believe Jesus was poor, you got it wrong. Poor people don't need a treasurer. Especially one that's ripping him off too. I mean, he had a crooked treasurer and he was still trying to buy them lunch. He says, hey, do we have enough money to pay for these guys' lunch? And he says, well, it costs us this much. So they got thinking about it. And then a little boy, he says, hey, I have something to bring. Now, I'm not going to lie to you. Pretty good miracle. Fairly average lunch. 2 fish, 5 loaves. That seems like not enough protein, way too many carbohydrates. They went up with the Atkins diet of the time. This boy was pudgy. So he brings his 2 fish and his 5 loaves to Jesus. You know, he brings them and was it Andrew? I think it was Andrew. He says, well, what is this among so many? Pretty good question. What's this among so many? See, it hadn't come in contact with the supernatural yet, so it was a fair question. You know, when it comes to the call of God, when it comes to what God has for you, you might look at your talent, you might look at your gift, you might look at what you have or what you don't have or whatever the case may be and go, what is this among so many? We got a big world. I'm a small person, but you're a small person connected to a big God. And the Bible said, come on, somebody, give God a shout if you believe it in the house. And the Bible tells us in this story that this boy gave the 2 fish and 5 loaves to Jesus. And the minute it touched the hands of God, the Bible says he lifted it up and he gave thanks. Then he began to give it away and it began to multiply. You see, little becomes much when it's put in the hand of God. What happened to that lunch? God dropped his ladder right in that lunch. God dropped his ladder and 5,000 people got fed by the grace of God. I've come to tell you tonight that God multiplies. God makes a way where there is no way. A golf club in my hands is a weapon of mass destruction. In the hands of Tiger Woods, multi-million dollar instrument. Two fish and five loaves. In that kid's hand is lunch. But when God drops his ladder, it's provision to an entire city of people. Why? Little becomes much when you put it in the hand of God. Why? Because when God drops his ladder, you might be broke. God can drop his ladder into your financial world. You might be sick. God can drop his ladder of healing and miracles in the name of Jesus. You might have a broken heart. God wants to drop his ladder into that which is impossible in your heart and in your life in the name of Jesus. In the book of Acts in chapter 2, there are 120 people sitting in an upper room waiting for the Holy Spirit. They were sitting there minding their own business. And the Bible says in Acts chapter 2 verse 1 that when the day of Pentecost had fully come, they were all with one accord. They were united. They were together. They wanted to have what Jesus promised. They wanted to encounter with God. And the Bible says they were all with one accord in one place. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind. They got filled with the Holy Ghost. They got touched by the presence of Jesus. The church exploded. Do you know, Pastor Terry, Jesus in 3 years of ministry built a church of 12. These guys in one day by the power of the Spirit built a church of 3,000. That's what happens when God drops his ladder on you. 120 people start carrying what Jesus carries. When God drops his ladder on you, you have the anointing of the Holy Ghost on the inside of your heart. When God drops his ladder on you, man, you go from being natural to supernatural. I mean, God will take your natural, get his ladder and put some super on your natural. God wants to drop his ladder in this church. He wants to drop his ladder in Sulphur Springs and in Texas and in America and shake this land with the glory of God. Come on, somebody. Oh, bless Jesus. When God drops his ladder, bitterness turns into sweet. When God drops his ladder, water turns into wine. When God drops his ladder, mourning will turn into joy. Beauty will turn into ashes. Sickness will turn into wholeness. When God drops his ladder, the will of God becomes preeminent in an impossible situation. I don't know about you, but I want to rest in him and make room for him to drop his ladder in my life. Some of us are resting on our own human effort. We're resting on our own understanding. We're leaning on our own understanding. We're leaning on worldly things. We're holding on to worldly things. Can I tell you, when you just hold to his hand, to God's unchanging hand, when you hold on to the one who said to the storm, peace be still, when you hold on to the one that pulled Lazarus out of the grave, when you hold on to the one who was and is to come, I'm telling you right now, his ladder gets involved in your life and you'll see the grace and the mercy of God in this house in the name of Jesus. If you believe it, can you say amen? I believe in miracles. And you know what? It's not because of that. I believe in miracles because I believe the Bible. I believe that Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And what he did on the cobblestone streets of Jerusalem and on the shores of Galilee, he can do right now in this house by the Holy Ghost. Why? Because God dropped his ladder. Come on, give the Lord a hand of praise in the house. I'm not going to talk much longer, but I've always been fascinated, Pastor Terry, with the revivals of old. And some of the great legends of faith. I've been reading about a guy called George Whitefield, who was preaching in Boston, and the crowd was like a mile long, and they didn't have a PA system or any kind of amplification. They just preached, and God somehow got the message across a sea of people, and he gets up to preach. And people are trying to get a good view, so they're climbing trees, and they're getting up in the trees and watching him preach. And before he started preaching, he said, guys, get out of the tree. Pardon me, he didn't burp, that was me. Sorry about that. It's an anticipation of what's coming, Pastor Terry. Bless God. And so he says, guys, get out of the trees. Get out of the trees. Some did, some didn't. They had the spirit of Zacchaeus, so they wouldn't get down. He said, get out of the trees. He starts preaching the power of God, the ladder of God, hits that place, and they start hearing thump, thump, thud, thud, thump, thump. It's people getting slain in the spirit in the tree and poof, hitting the ground. I mean, it's easy. It's easy to get all slain in the spirit here when you got a catcher and they give a blankie for you and it's all wonderful. But you start climbing a tree, we're going to see really how real you actually are. Tonight's altar call is going to be out the front. We're going to get in a tree in the name of fire of the Holy. Poof, there it is. Yeah, that was real. I read of people like Catherine Kuhlman. This woman was unusual. She would wear skin-tight sleeves, and then the bottom of the sleeve would hang down here, something like Morticia Adams, but white, like a white garment instead of a black garment. And so she walks in, and she'd walk into the building. It's not by might, nor by power, but by the Holy Spirit. I mean, it was weird. But I'm telling you, she walked with God. Because when she would pray, many, many times in the hotels, people would hear about her praying. And they'd say people are falling out, they're collapsing in the floor below and above her and on her floor in the hotel. One day, she's on her way to preach a meeting in Las Vegas. And she walks out through the kitchen because it was just an easier way to get out of the hotel. She walks through the kitchen. Just as she walks through the kitchen, the glory of God hits that kitchen and every one of the kitchen staff hit the floor under the power of God. Why? God drops his ladder. But I read those stories. I read stories of men like Wigglesworth who raise the dead, who literally raise the dead. And they're the stories that we look back on and go, man, wow, that was awesome. That was the greatest thing. That's the greatest thing I've ever heard. They're our stories. I mean, I've been telling them at every youth camp I've ever done. Wonderful, the great stories. But I've gotten to a point, as I've been doing this a little while longer, where I'm tired of telling the same stories. Oh, we need to write a new story. We need a today move of God, man. We need a today move of the Holy Spirit that's going to shake America. Because whether Wigglesworth led one person from the dead or 50 people from the dead, they're all dead now. And we're here and we need a breakthrough from God. And my prayer is, God, would you drop your ladder in my church, in my home, in my ministry, in this nation, God? Would you drop a ladder in Washington, D.C., God? Would you drop a ladder in Hollywood right now and change it and turn it around? And God, would you drop a ladder in the Middle East? Would you drop a ladder in every nation of this world so revival can come? I know I'm yelling, but man, I feel this in the Holy Ghost. We need a visitation from heaven. We need to get resting in Jesus and say, God, we rest and we trust you. Would you send your ladder of revival, of healing, of deliverance? Man, every step in that ladder is a breakthrough. Every step in that ladder is a miracle. Every step in that ladder is a changed life. But you know, in all of this, the main thing the ladder does is not bring blessing, but it points to Jesus. You know, in this place, you might not know him. He wants to change your life. You might not have a relationship with him. He wants to change your life. He loves you. He's got a plan for you. He's got a destiny for you. There's not a person in this room that isn't loved by God. You know what you did, but he. I'm telling you right now, you give it to him, he'll never remember it. The only one that remembers it is the devil. But you know something, when he reminds you of what you've done, you remind him of what's to come. He's going to have swimming lessons in the lake of fire. It's going to be fantastic. God wants to drop his ladder in this church, in this conference, this weekend. We just want to make room for God to do something. This is the first night. I mean, this thing's humming. It's night number one. I'm telling you, by tomorrow night, what night is it tomorrow night? Saturday night, by Sunday morning, might go till Christmas. But this thing, God's up to something in this place. God's going to move. By his spirit, we need to hook up with the spirit of God. God's got something hot off the wire for you in this place. God's going to move in this place by his spirit. I'm saying, God, would you drop your ladder? God, I want your ladder in my world, in my home, in my thought life, in my emotional life, in my personal world. Sometimes we talk about the presence of God in this place, but I want it in my life, in my convictions, in my thinking, in my ethics, in my dealings with people. I want God to move in this place by his spirit when God drops his ladder. If you believe it, give the Lord a shout of praise in the house. Come on, give Jesus praise in this place. Come on, somebody, shout unto God.
Why don't you get on your feet and give God some praise in this house? Why don't you hop on your feet and glorify the name of Jesus in this place? Hallelujah. Come on, Jesus, we bless you. We bless you, God, you're good. Come on, let's lift our hands to the God of heaven in this house right now. God, we bless you.